This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing focuses on a key insight you can use to increase clarity, leverage, and decision-making power.
Imagine an autonomous scheduling assistant that, after several weeks of optimistic learning, starts moving high-priority meetings out of CEO calendars because it optimized for meeting density rather than decision impact. Costly drift. A team calls the feature ready because tests passed, but readiness was subjective and authority was too broad. The result? Missed decisions, extra crisis work, and lost leverage.
Today, I'll give you a compact decision-grade checklist, one clear insight, three supporting points, and a three-step action you can complete in 10 minutes to write an acceptance statement for any agentic feature.
Core insight. Treat production ready as a compact acceptance set composed of four elements. Decision grade metrics, explicit revert and containment rules, minimal observability, and human in the loop gates. When these four are specified and verified, you've moved from a gut call to a repeatable gate. That's the control you want when you give an agent authority.
Supporting point one, decision grade metrics. Choose 1 to 3 KPIs that map directly to the agent's value and risk. Make those metrics quantitative, set explicit thresholds, and define a measurement window. For example, reduce manual triage time by at least 30% over a rolling 72-hour window, while maintaining an error rate below 1% measured daily. Prefer business impact metrics over proxy signals. A single precise metric beats 5 vague ones every time.
Make those thresholds decision grade by converting subjective language into numbers. Replace works reliably with greater than or equal to 99% correct intent classification on a stratified sample of 1,000 items with no performance degradation in the last 7 days. Define the sampling method and the confidence interval. That specificity removes arguments and speeds approvals.
Supporting point two, reversibility and scope. Define exactly what the agent can do and what it cannot. Authority must be scoped to user segments, transaction caps, or time windows. Pair scope with an automated rollback trigger and a simple human-led revert procedure. Example, allow automated invoice approvals only for suppliers under $2,000 and only after 48 hours of shadow mode with zero exceptions. If daily error rate exceeds 0.5% or a severity 2 incident occurs, automatically fail closed and notify the owner.
Specify the rollback mechanism in plain terms. What API call or feature flag flips, who is authorized to flip it, and how long it should remain off before reevaluation. Put a name on the owner. No anonymous responsibility. That's the single biggest operational risk.
Supporting point three, minimal observability. You do not need exhaustive telemetry to be safe. You need three essential logs or alerts that answer distinct questions. First, the what happened log, a compact event record that captures inputs, outputs, confidence scores, and decision path identifiers. Second, the why log, a short rationale or top-ranked signals that led to the action, preserved for post-mortem. Third, the who must act alert, a clear escalation channel with contact and priority level when thresholds are exceeded. These three let you answer, did it do the thing we expected? Why did it decide that? And who will fix it now?
Keep observability minimal and actionable. For each alert, specify severity, expected time to response, and default compensating action. For example, severity 2 escalations require a response in 60 minutes and include an automatic shadow rollback. Instrument only what answers the three questions. Excess logs create noise, not clarity.
Action step, a 3-line template you can fill in now. I'll read it and then walk you through a 5-minute sanity check you can run immediately. Line 1, outcome statement. Agent will perform specific task and achieve primary KPI of numeric threshold within measurement window. Line 2, revert and scope. Authority limited to scope, automatic fail close triggers, conditions, rollback procedure, exact action and owner. Line 3, observability and escalation. Log types,
what, why, who, alerts, severity, response time, default action.
Do the 5-minute sanity check. First minute, read the outcome and confirm the KPI maps to a business decision. Second minute, verify the numeric threshold and measurement window makes sense for variability in your data. Third minute, check the scope. Is authority constrained? Fourth minute, confirm rollback is one click or one API call and a named owner. Fifth minute, ensure the 3 logs are captured and an escalation path exists. If any step fails, pause the rollout and fix the gap.
A quick example to make this concrete. Imagine an agent that drafts customer refund recommendations. Outcome, reduce manual review time by 40% over 72 hours, while keeping refund error rate less than 0.2%. Scope, only refunds below $200, new customers excluded. Rollback, feature flag, refund agent, off. Owner, head of ops. Observability, event log with input, recommended action, confidence, rationale snippet, severity 1 alert to ops if error rate greater than 0.2% in any 24-hour window. That single acceptance statement turns judgment into a gate.
Recap. Production ready means a compact acceptance set, 1 to 3 decision grade metrics, explicit reversibility and scope, minimal observability, answering what, why, who, and a named human owner with a clear rollback. Fill the 3-line template now, run the 5-minute sanity check, and do an initial staged rollout with shadow mode for 24 to 72 hours.
Example and CTA. Write the acceptance statement for one agent you're considering this week. Make it short, numeric, and actionable. If you want frameworks and templates, subscribe to the Agentic Executive for daily briefings that convert strategy into executable decisions. Stay agentic.
You've been listening to the Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. Stay agentic.